Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, the host for these daily challenges. Today's Friday, so it's the day we take a look at the topic we've been exploring all week, and we reflect and pray about it. We've been looking at priorities this week, the question of what's the ultimate thing in our lives through which all other things are understood and transformed. And Jesus very helpfully gives us really two options. There is a heavenly way, where life is focused on God and all other things fall into place underneath that, or there's the way of focusing in on one priority or another and trying to live for that at the detriment of all the others, and that ultimately doesn't work out. So we're going to take some time to pray about this, because it's the kind of life transformation. It's very difficult to implement, or at least to envision implementing without having tried it. And that's why I had you yesterday take a look at your list of priorities from Monday and consider what Jesus would say about each of them and how to prioritize them in a different way. So let's take some time to pray. I'll invite you to take a moment of quiet just to prepare your heart. God, you are eternal and universal. Well, we are very much rooted in time and place. Everything that you have created is yours and yours alone, and you very generously share it with us. The tragedy is that we can begin to worship those things that you've created. We begin to prioritize them above other things and above you. We get the wrong priorities. And we're sorry for those times we've lost sight of you. We thank you that you care about us, you care about our world, and you have a plan for us and our world. These things aren't to be forgotten or pushed away or hated, but rather that we and our world are something you love and care about. That you haven't just given up on us. And so we ask that you would teach us to invest our lives in you, to focus on you. We pray, Lord, that as we do, you'll flow into our lives, into every important area of our lives, and then out into others as well. That as we invest in you, as we open ourselves to being filled by your Holy Spirit, you would transform the entirety of our lives. From the dreariness, the busyness, the aimlessness of modern life, into the purposefulness of life in your kingdom. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, we're going to be looking at worry. In the meantime, I'd encourage you to take a day for rest tomorrow. And then Sunday, take some time for community. And we're going to be starting a dynamic new Christian community flowing out of the communities that we know are forming through this app. We're going to be doing that in about a year's time in Ajax, and I'd love to hear from you if you'd like to be part of helping get that started. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.